In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We cannot say that God is not omnipotent for allowing the suffering of children. God allows everything for our good, as St. Paul the Apostle says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. In this world, we do not understand the meaning of suffering. We do not understand that the Son of God had to become a man, and being God, the all-powerful Creator, He had to suffer to redeem us, and pay to some extent for the lack of love for God because of our sins. Only in heaven will we understand certain things. Therefore, let us live to love God. Let us live for eternity and not for the Monday to Friday of this little world. And let us live with faith and trust in the love of our Father God, who loves us infinitely and awaits us with open arms in heaven. It is true that in this life it is difficult for us to be good. God allows the devil, which is an angel who rebelled against God, but is his creature, to tempt us. But we have a guardian angel who watches over us, and God gives us the necessary grace to overcome temptations. If we attend Mass and pray to our Mother, the Virgin Mary, we will have the strength to overcome difficulties. In addition to the Eucharist and love for our Mother, the Virgin Mary, we have the help of our guardian angel and the saints to the extent that we invoke them. We also have at our disposal the power of prayer, as St. Augustine of Hippo said. Prayer is the strength of man and the weakness of God. And what this phrase of St. Augustine of Hippo means, for those who are wondering, is that if there is something that makes God weak in the infinite love that he has for each one of us, it is the humble prayer of the one who needs him, because his prayer touches the heart of God and makes God move with all his omnipotence in the favor of the one who is praying. The scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also known as the brown scapular, consists of two small pieces of cloth or wool, joined by two cords, and is worn around the neck and under the person's clothing. This small brown scapular is a small reduction of the large scapular that is part of the Carmelite habit. After the apparition of the Virgin Mary to St. Simon Stock, great importance was attached to the material deed of continuously wearing the brown scapular, day and night, so as not to die without it and lose the privileges granted. The scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also known as the brown scapular, is not something magical or a talisman to save us. To be saved, it is not enough to physically wear the brown scapular. If we do not want to leave sin, wearing the scapular would be like an insult to our Mother, the Virgin Mary. It is like a child who takes the picture of his or her mother, but in practice continually offends her with words and deeds. We must wear the brown scapular with dignity, that is, with dignified behavior, demonstrating our love for our Mother, the Virgin Mary, with our works, with our actions and behaviors, so she feels proud of us, and despite our weaknesses, she will be our advocate in the last moments and will recommend us to Jesus to achieve final repentance, if necessary, and salvation. But whoever is stubborn in continuing to do evil, even if this person wears the brown scapular, or the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, in the end it will not serve him, since he himself has become unworthy to wear it because of his perseverance in sin. Let's hear about some real cases. Saint Claude Le Colombieri, who lived from 1641 to 1682, tells us the following event. A person named such and such wanted to take his own life and desperately threw himself into the water to die. He wore the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel around his neck and it was impossible for him to submerge. In vain, this man struggled to descend into the depths of the waters. The very waters held him afloat against his will. And admiring that miracle, which shone so brightly in the middle of the black shadows of his despair, he was convinced that the brown scapular was the divine sacramental that closed the mouth of hell for him. However, this person closed his eyes to so much light and his ears to that persuasive voice, tearing the brown scapular from his chest and making for the fourth and fifth time a new effort to drown himself. The same waters that before had closed to keep him afloat, then ripped open to swallow him. This person took his own life by managing to die sinning, but he could not manage to die until he took off the brown scapular, a holy sacramental of salvation, with which no one can die without dying in grace. His Eminence Vicente Enrique Itarancón, who lived between the years 1907 and 1994, tells us another event. In the year 1938, in the middle of the Civil War, I had to give spiritual assistance to those who were going to be executed. There was one who did not want to know anything about confessing. After talking to him for half an hour, he told me, "Look, Father, I sincerely thank you for what you are doing for me, but I am not going to confess. I have lost faith. Would you allow me, at least, to put the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel on you?" the priest replied. "I do not have any problem. Those things don't mean anything to me, but if I am going to please you with it, you can do it." I put the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel on him and withdrew to pray for him. He went to sit in a corner of the cell. Not even 5 minutes had passed when I heard a kind of mourning and some strong and broken sobs, which brought my attention. I went back into the cell and saw that man who said to me through his tears, "I want to confess. I want to confess. I don't deserve this grace from God. The Virgin Mary has saved me." Shortly before the execution, he hugged me and kissed me while he said, "Thank you, Father. Thank you for the immense good that you have done for me. In heaven, I will pray for you. Thank you. Until heaven." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.